As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, September the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always news. Love to say good news, don't always find it. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in area code 512, part of that 512 conspiracy, 512-904-8014. And join us live on air or from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Go ahead, fill my browser up. Load me up with emails. Why not? I love to spend my weekends reading your emails. Send your emails to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Sure do get some stimulating ones from time to time. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's right, small town America, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. I'll carry in the broadcast this morning. Thank you for doing so. Our listener call the number again. Please make a note of it. I don't repeat it very often. 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, your calls today are welcome. Precious metals remain under fire. The ETFs are selling gold and buying silver. We'll talk about that in the gold and silver market roundup. Rosh Hashanah, U.S. fiscal year ends today. Isn't that a surprise, huh? New Year's for one, new year for us. Global economic decline steepens. We'll talk about that as well. British banking history, Federal Reserve banking currencies, Federalist Paper number 10. We'll go into all those places, and of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report, close it out for this fiscal year of 2011. The U.S. fiscal year closing today, Friday, September the 30th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about an hour ago, found gold trading off $1.20 in a steep decline, one of these waterfall-like sales, at $1,614.70, struggling to close the fiscal year on an uptick, hope it will. Silver off 66 cents at $30.01. Platinum off 10 bucks at $1,514. $100 decline there under gold, making this inverse relationship even steeper. Palladium off 7 bucks at $613. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band, $1,610.40 for a low, $1,635.80 for a high in the gold spot market. But at $1,614.70, your gold is up year to year, $304.20. For a 23.24% return on your investment, and you most certainly won't get that on Main Street. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $16.29. They could have picked any number. We'll see where it closes later in the day.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again here on our Friday, September the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, in review, our Friday, September the 30th, this is the final day of the third quarter of the year. It's also the last day of the fiscal year for the country. Tomorrow morning it starts with a clean slate, and they've already soiled it. But anyway, what can I say? That's what happens when you live in a debt-based economy, as we do globally. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $1.20. Things are happening rapidly. Keep your eyes peeled. This is going to be a wild ride today, I think. Anyway, gold was off $1.20 at $1,614.70. Silver was off 66 cents at $30.01. Platinum is down 10 bucks at $1,514. Palladium off 7 at 613. Everybody's in the red in the metals market. The Dow Jones, well, I should go here too. London Gold Fix one more time. Set the price at $1,629. It was a reasonably good guess when they said it, but it's been all over the place since then. And the SPDR gold shares, okay, keep your eyes on the SPDR gold shares. In the news this morning, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. But anyway, this morning they're off. They show down 10.62 metric tons. So they sold gold into the marketplace in the last 24 hours. 10.62 metric tons, claimed this morning to be holding 1,231.93 metric tons, valued on State Street at $63.9 billion. Of course, this is Barclays Capital, State Street, Global Advisors, the World Gold Council, say, Rothschild. Anyway, not looking too good there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, miraculously, 143 points. Somebody shoved the air hose in the side of it and blew it up there. Anyway, they closed out yesterday at 11,154. Where they go today is going to be anybody's guess. The NASDAQ closed down 11 at 2481. The S&P 500 closed down yesterday 9 at 1,160 points. Yuck. Anyway, all these digits. That's all they are, digits. Confidence. It's a confidence game. Crude oil this morning off $1.29 at $80.85 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 39 basis points at 78.28. 78.20 at the USDX, of course, that's probably driving most of the marketplace. That impacts the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, trade-weighted basket of currencies, the Canadian loonie off 74 cents, continuing its decline against the U.S. dollar this morning, bumping in at 95 cents U.S., the Mexican peso heading across the Rio Grande quickly with the posse chasing them, off 46 basis points this morning, now certainly at 7 cents U.S. So the multiplier there, if you're in the peso business, is 13.7918 pesos per dollar. So dos mas, dos equis at 7 cents a pop. The euro this morning, off 73 basis points at $1.35. Not looking too good for the euro. The British pound, still pounding us to death, but they're up off 22 basis points as well at $1.56. The Swiss franc moves down another 56 basis points at $1.11 in the foreign exchange marketplace. The bonds this year, this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the two-year yield is at 0.25%, so it's creeping back up from its recent low of 0.19%. The 10-year this morning at 1.91%. I mean, these bonds are giveaway prices. Anyway, we found that some people can prosper in such a throwaway economy. The 30-year is at 2.95%, and of course that impacts on this benchmark, the 10-year impacts your mortgage rates, where this morning the national average for the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.46% a month ago to 3.36% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.31% to 4.07%. Your prime rate is locked and chiseled in stone at 3.25%. I will say, however, that the LIBOR, the London Interbank Overnight Rate, has gone through a kind of a dip. It was at 0.19% 3 months ago, coming down from 24, 22, 19. Then it went back to 22 this morning at 24. So it's kind of ending the year with a happy face on the LIBOR. That's what the banks loan money to each other overnight at. The U.S. fiscal year, of course, again, ending today. Before we go into the economy calendar, just in review of the global marketplace, we come out of Asia. Everybody was down in Asia. The Nikkei closed down, looks like 6. Hang Seng was off 49. The Shanghai was off 6. In Europe, I think they're still active and open over there. The FTSE is off 104. When the FTSE closes down, the Dow usually closes down, so we'll see how things go today. The CAC at off 68. The DAX up, off 158. And the global Dow down 139 in the U.S. marketplace, active trading right now. We got the Dow down 77, the NASDAQ off 31, the S&P off 14, and gold up 3 at 1621. So let's jump out for now and pick up the Conaday calendar. Before actually I go there, let me give you this. So I sometimes will forget to come back and look here. Here we go. Got two of them off the Kitco website. These are this first one is a Reuters Africa. Of course, Reuters, that's your Rothschild News Services, used to be anyway. They might still be there. Friday, September the 30th. Precious gold rises, but set for the worst month in nearly 3 years. Right? Yeah, it caught my attention when I saw that headline this morning. Here's the article by Jan Harvey, and I like kind of read a lot of Jan Harvey's articles anyway. He's one of these Reuters mouthpieces, and he's writing out of London for today. Gold rose more than 1% on Friday, but was on track for its biggest quarterly gain this year as concerns that the Eurozone debt crisis was far from resolved weighed on stock markets and the euro lifting interest in bullion as an alternative. And so even though at 16.1470, we're some $300 below where we were at the recent high on the 6th of September of $1,923.70 in the futures market, even though that's, you know, happened, we're still doing pretty good and closing out this quarter on an uptick for the year. Again, your gold is up year to year, $304.20 at 23.24% return on your investment. The metal is set to end September with a loss of more than 10%, however, its worst monthly performance since October of 2008, after extreme volatility saw it peak at a record of $1,920.30. Now, they always got a different number for us. That's probably in the bullion spot range. And a trade in a near $400 range. So we had lots of volatility in September. Spot gold was up 1% at $1,929.79 an ounce at 107 or 1007 GMT. The risk aversion that drove prices higher earlier in the quarter turned negative for gold as a slide in other assets prompted selling of the metal to cover losses everywhere. So basically, this is just a confirmation of what you've heard on other networks and from other people, that when you're losing money in something and you've got a loser, you take the money from what you've got, which is a winner, which is gold and silver, and try and cover your losses. And apparently that's some of what was driving this market. Longer term, however, Jan writes, it is still expected to benefit from concern over the U.S. and Eurozone economies and the instability of the wider financial markets. Stated more simply, all the fundamentals are still in there for gold to go up for the balance of the year, the first quarter of the new fiscal year, straight ahead. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, eggs, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back to this article by Jan Harvey off Reuters out of London. He talks about this. He says, anytime you have a sharp spike in risk aversion, you know, one of the reasons why people go to gold and silver, we're told, is to find a safe haven to avoid risk aversion, you know? And that's what they do. And this is what he says. Anytime you have a sharp spike in risk aversion, and we saw that throughout all the last month, gold prices tend to come off, he says. And then once the market starts to normalize, prices tend to benefit. And so October is traditionally a really bad month for gold and silver, at least for my records. And then we start to see as the buying season in East India comes on, and they're, you know, really big on buying gold baubles and bangles for the ladies in marriage season and dowries and all that sort of stuff. Things start to pick up again, and we come to a positive and usually a high by the end of the calendar year. So anyway, we're going into a new fiscal year tomorrow, so just watch and see what happens. However, there's a lot more in the market that's driving other forces. Here's a little bit, and this is off Kitco News. It says, here it is, market nuggets, selling out of gold ETF seen MF Global. There are signs that exchange-traded fund investors in gold are selling and buying silver, says Tom Palicki of MF Global Holdings, and the GLD and the IAU funds based in the U.S. have fallen by 445,067 ounces in the first 2 days of this week, while holdings in the SLV silver ETF have increased by 6.47 million ounces, it looks like here. If the holders of the gold ETF continue to liquidate, it can foreshadow further declines in price, he says. He also notes that between September the 28th and October the 19th, gold prices have fallen in 7 of the last 10 years by about 1.8%. So the people that do the Chartists, the Wavis, etc., and Debbie Carlson wrote that one for Kitco News. But the Chartists and the Wavis, you know, they keep track of this stuff, and so they can see that there are certain days of each year where we have declines. And so this is what he said, is that between September the 28th and October the 19th, gold prices typically have fallen in each of in 7 out of the last 10 years by about 2%. So just keep your eyes peeled, you know, cover your assets, watch carefully. One of the reasons why people get involved in gold and silver physical possession is to weather these kinds of storms. If you're laying out there in the ETFs, you know, you might see some kind of trouble. But nevertheless, just hold your positions, I think, would be a wise thing, and stand pat. Let's go into the Econa Day calendar, the economic calendar for today, closing out the week. Yesterday, of course, we had the pending home sales come out after the broadcast started. The EIA natural gas report was out. Farm prices were out. Fed balance sheet and the money supply. And we're going to get to some of those. And then this morning, personal income outlays, Chicago PMI, and the consumer sentiment is out. So let's just run through them. Pending home sales index. Now, yesterday we had this, earlier in the week, we had the mortgage bankers purchase applications report that came out. But here's the other side of that. You know, you can put in an application. A lot of people can flood into your mortgage bank and put in an application. They've had the windshield time with their realtor. They've been bent over a kitchen counter someplace, filled out a purchase and sales agreement, and went on from there to their mortgage banker to borrow the money to buy the house, only to be turned down in the bank. All right, so here's the report, pending sale, home sales index. They looked at we don't need to worry about their ranges. Here's the highlight. Fewer buyers signed contracts. Okay, shall I say that again one more time? Fewer buyers signed contracts. You've got to, you know, there's two parts to every deal. There's got to be a buyer. There's got to be a seller. So even though people are out there looking and shopping, perhaps, and needing a place to live, or looking at for investments in some of this fire sale property or foreclosed homes, fewer buyers signed contracts to purchase existing homes in August as the pending home sales index fell 1.2% to 88.6. The proportion of contracts successfully, key phrase or key word there, contracts successfully moving to closings has fallen in recent months due to the credit and appraisal problems. So today's decline, which is the second straight decline, points strongly to trouble for final sales in the months ahead. So even though we've given trillions and trillions to the bankers ostensibly, that money's not getting out onto the street. And as they're tightening up, you know, your credit report requirements, your lending requirements, as they're tightening that up, it's choking off the number of people who can successfully close a sale on real estate. Anyway, that's how that story goes. And then they go on. National Association of Realtors, which compiles the report, notes that the month's sizable 5.8% decline in the Northeast is tied to Hurricane Irene. So, again, if you can blame the weather, blame the weather. If you can't blame the weather, well, then just blame God, I guess. Anyway, the EIA, or I can say the EIEIO natural gas report, here it is, natural gas in storage rose 111 billion cubic feet in September, the 23rd week, to 3,312 billion cubic feet. An injection of 100 billion cubic feet was expected. All regions show builds in the week. So there's plenty of supply, not much demand, but there's going to be more demand as we come closer and more fully into the heating season. So anyway, there's no shortage of natural gas. We'll just have to see if people have the money and the courage to turn on their heaters. Farm prices this morning, they talk about this. They don't give us any numbers, but I'll just give you the definition, then you can go take a look at it for yourself, see if you can find it. The Department of Agriculture releases at the end of the month the index of prices received by farmers for the current month. This report is entitled The Agricultural Prices. Now, I'm not going to go any further than that because they don't give us any numbers. But you'll see that whenever we have these various numbers put out, they always exclude farm wages, and farm prices are kind of kept off to one side. And that's because they show inflation and deflation as well as anybody, but they are an early warning system, and they just assume that we don't see these numbers. And so they're typically withheld. The Fed balance sheet. So as we study principles of accounting from Noble, 1945, we learn that the balance sheet is just one of the sheets that the economists or the accountants put together. It's almost the least important. It's the income statements and all of the ledgers and all of the charts and everything that goes behind it that really matter. The balance sheet only gives you a little bit of information, and you can set up a balance sheet just about to show you whatever you want to see. But here's the way it goes here. The Fed balance sheet. The Fed's balance sheet for September the 28th week contracted $6.9 billion following a $5.8 billion decline the prior week. What is that telling you, right? If the Fed's balance sheet is declining, they're either spending it on something or they're sending that money as reserve assets to improve the reserve ratios to the little daughter harlot banks out there. Well, here's what they say. The drop was primarily due to an 8.4, it shouldn't be this, probably billion, fall in holdings of mortgage-backed securities. They're getting rid of 8.4. It must be billion. They don't tell you whether it's million or billion. It's just $8.4, and you're sure that's not going to be it. But it's 8.4, probably billion, fall in the holdings of mortgage-backed securities. Purchases of treasuries rose $1.6 billion, following a $4.1 billion gain the week before. Purchases of treasuries, you know, the U.S. bonded indebtedness, they're still buying our debt. Total assets for the September 28th week posted at a $2.854 trillion. That's their total assets. So you got to really understand that when Ron Paul says, hey, we need to audit the Fed, and, you know, there is a lot of sense in that insofar as that, you know, you're not going to get what you need to see in a CAFRA as well as you will in a complete audit, as Ron Paul understands accounting. And as I'm starting to understand accounting better, it's all those other pages that we need to see. And we're not allowed to see them. It's playing no peek, man. Five card, no peek. Anyway, we'll be right back. Lots more to come.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as we've probably got quite a few accountants and bookkeepers and people that own and run their own businesses out there, perhaps as I struggle to try and discuss a little bit about accounting and bookkeeping, as my knowledge of the topic continues to grow and build as I study this book from back in 1945, quite the textbook, by the way. Humbling, humbling, humbling when you look at the questions that are asked and the laboratory work that's required in 1945 to get a come out of a class of accounting and pass the course. You really had to know the topic and know it very, very well. It's not the same these days. They just kind of gloss over the high points. You study, you know, chapter 1, section 3 and 4, chapter 7, 5, section 9, 3 and 2 or whatever. And so on. They bounce around in the textbook, and that's supposed to constitute an education. And I mean, I tell you, academia short shrifts the people so often, it's not even funny. But nevertheless, the devil's in the details when it comes to accounting. It's all the ledger sheets and all the balances and how you can move things about and finally come up and fudge the numbers, you know, the creative accounting, creative bookkeeping. The devil's in the details. And when you look at a balance sheet or even an income statement, you're only looking at what was brought forward for discussion. You're not looking at the rest of the picture. And that's what we really need to see, and especially last evening. For instance, we had our monthly meeting of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Barry Chapter, pretty good attendance. We were discussing this upcoming special election where the Barry County, Missouri, is going to be throwing another 3/16 onto the sales tax here locally to finance the prosecuting attorney's office and the sheriff's department and bankroll them. At the same time, on the same ballot, will be additional monies for the enhanced 911 call center and expanding basically our police and militarization of this county, I guess would be one way of looking at it. All right. I'm not a fan whatsoever. I'm confident that many will be not too happy about voting themselves more taxes at this time. But the governments are voting more money for themselves, and they're giving themselves, according to some calculations, about a 37% raise in this fiscal year coming, at a time when the whole, you know, the cheese has already fallen off the cracker. But once again, the devil's in the details. The numbers that are put out for public consumption are not likely to correspond to the real financial picture that's laying in the background. But let's go ahead and move through the rest of the news here. Personal income and outlays. Again, growth in personal income not just slowed in August, but declined slightly, but it should not have been a surprise. Meanwhile, personal spending posted a moderate gain even after following a surge the month before. Personal income in August slipped 0.1%, following a 0.1% gain the month before. So it's a net zero, that's some zero. The dip in August came in lower than analysts' expectations for a 0.1% rise. So it's virtually flat. Virtually flat. Just, you know, a couple of sales one way or the other could tip this over. Let's go on into the news basket. Libya Council delays an interim government. Right. It's not going to be a matter of months. It's a matter of days. Right, baby? Ah, well, like Iraq, it'll probably be a 10-year deal. Robert Tuttle writing this one for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon. Libya may not have a new interim government for weeks or months, said Mahmoud Jibril, the prime minister of the nation's National Transitional Council. No government will be formed until the entire North African country is liberated or overthrown, would be a better way of saying it, including the cities of Sirte, Gaddafi's stomping grounds, and Bani Walid, where forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue to fight. Jibril told journalists yesterday in Tripoli, the capital, quote, there was a decision by the NTC to maintain the executive office as is, with some changes at the ministries. Well, then it's knocked off the head, and they're keeping the body. Can take a week, a month, we don't know. The formation of an interim cabinet has been repeatedly postponed since the NTC took Tripoli in late August. The council has been working to stabilize the economy and establish authority over factions. We're going to be talking about factions in a moment. That rebelled against Gaddafi, including the council in Misrata, the main rebel stronghold in the West during the seven-month conflict. 7 months now. It's going to run on to years. Take it to the bank. The Misrata council is leading the Sirte operation. The NTC is working on legislation to review and raise all salaries in the country. That's the way you gain support. Free money. Open up that hog trough there, baby. Put your nose down in the trough, you piggies. Anyway, Jibril said that while $16 billion of Libyan assets have been unfrozen, the council has gotten, quote, much less, close quote, than this amount. The $16 billion will be more than enough to fund the government for the time being, he said. All right. He also said the council plans to scrap all tariffs on imports. Scrapping all tariffs on imports. They're overthrowing a successful company, that country that stood outside of the international global bankster gangsters regime of central banks that had lots of gold sitting in the background where the people were relatively comfortable in their lives and that were living quietly and comfortably, you know. They overthrew that. And now they're in here. They're going to scrap all the tariffs on the imports of food and foodstuffs and to import 750,000 head of lamb to feed the Libyans during the upcoming Islamic holiday, the Eid al-Adha. Wow. Anyway, hope they enjoy eating the heads of the lamb. Man, who's going to get the rest of it? I don't know. The interim government also approved payments of 400 dinar monthly stipend to the families of those killed in the revolt and a salary of 450 dinar to 500 dinar a month for soldiers who fought in the conflict. He said, so let's just walk right into deficit spending and fire up the debt machine. A Republican U.S. congressional delegation led by John McStain of Arizona, Johnny Mac is Mike Chambers calls him, toured Tripoli and met with Jibril and other council leaders. Mark Kirk of Illinois, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Marco Rubio of Florida were also in the group. Libya, quote, inspires people in Tehran, Beijing, Damascus, and Moscow, McCain said. The U.S. has confidence in this council. You don't think the United States of America is a communist nation? We've implemented all of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Johnny Mac here, the songbird of the Hanoi Hilton. Yeah. The U.S. is confidence. It's inspiring. Libya inspires Tehran. You know, workers of the world unite. Yeah, right. Tehran, Beijing, Damascus, Moscow, they're all proud of what's going on, huh? Well, that's his impression. My impressions are they're making progress, he said in an interview with CNN. They do have significant challenges in a variety of ways, including the fact that a lot of the militias that are out there taking part in the fighting against Gaddafi forces are still not under their control. Well, they go on, they talk about restoring the Libyan oil production. Libya is now producing 300,000 barrels of oil a day, okay? Punch it into your calculator. You do the math. 300,000 barrels a day times $80 for a barrel of oil. Multiply that times 365, and you'll see that they're going to be bringing in about $19 billion a year just in the oil sales itself. And they're looking at $16 billion as being adequate, they say here. $16 billion will be more than enough to fund the government for the time being. So just what they're going to pull off the oil, they'll be able to run this new puppet government for the America and Israel, probably. Quote, we welcome the fact that Libyan authorities are taking necessary measures to secure the bunkers. They're worried about these hog-based organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. Well, they've got chemical weapons over there. And we welcome the fact that the Libyan authorities are taking the necessary measures to secure the bunkers. It's important that the OPCW, that these stockpiles are secured. And misuse is prevented. Well, what is the misuse of chemical weapons? Why do they have the chemical weapons in the first place? That would be my question. But who would be misusing them? And how? What would constitute a misuse of chemical weapons or white phosphorus bombs or atomic weapons? U.S. economic clout may sink Palestinian membership quest at the U.N. Council. All right, always follow the money. But the U.S. is out there, and they're working with some of these minor trading partners trying to find the right people to tip the balance in favor of the U.S. opposed to the Palestinians. All right, and here's the article Flavia Krause, Jackson, and Bill Varner collaboratively writing this one. They say, economics and political expediency may trump historical connections to determine whether two swing votes on the United Nations Security Council, Nigeria and Gabon, and they don't mention Togo and Lesotho here. Anyway, back to Palestinians' bid for membership, the two African nations were among more than 100 countries that responded to Yasser Arafat's 1988 Declaration of Independence by recognizing Palestine. This has led the Palestinians to look to them for the ninth vote needed for approval by the 15-member council. While the Palestinians have dispatched diplomats to the capitals of both nations to plead their case, they neither carry the economic heft nor the far-reaching influence of the U.S., which is working to block the Palestinians' U.N. initiatives. But as long as Israel continues to keep their jackboot on the Palestinians' throat and keeps their ports closed, the Palestinians will never have a viable economy, and that's part of the plan.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Stocks in U.S. futures drop on growth concern. Everybody's concerned about the lack of growth. You know, it's all about demand. It's all about demand. If you look at sustainable development, United Nations Agenda 21, reduce it down to one word, it's always demand. It's sustaining or propping up or shoring up something that should have fallen away long ago. This demand for the environmental and developmental concerns, those are corporations, those are companies. It's not hanky ringing over our polar bears in the Arctic Ocean. Anyway, this article by Daniel Tiles and Xi'an Chen. Again, stock U.S. futures drop on growth concerns. Stocks fell, dragging the MSCI All Country World Index to its biggest quarterly loss or ending the year on a loss since 2008. So that's right back to recession day, right? Sure it is. While the yen and the dollar strengthened as declines in Chinese manufacturing and German retail sales signaled global growth is slowing, New Zealand's bonds stumbled and gold advanced. MSCI All Country World Index slid 1.1% at 7:29 a.m. in New York, taking its three-month decline to a 17%. The stock's Europe 600 index sank 1.8% against Standard & Poor's 500 index futures fell 1.3%. And on it goes. The yen rose against all but two of its 16 most traded peers, with the dollar gaining 0.9% versus the euro treasury 10-year notes, snapped a five-day drop, while the New Zealand's similar maturity bond increased by the most since November 2010 after the nation lost its AAA rating. Gold rose 0.6%. A gauge of Chinese manufacturing shrank for the third month, the largest contraction since 2009. The situation is quite dark right now. You've got to get an expert in here. So they brought in Philip Muzzle. I don't know how much Philip paid to get his name here, but anyway, it's here. How he became an expert, nobody knows. The situation is quite dark right now, said Philip Musel, who helps manage about $11 billion at the Semper Constantinsia Privatbank AG in Vienna. Quote, we're very cautious about equities. All in all, the figures are not good, and many investors think we're going straight into a recession. Well, that's being polite there, Philip. I'd say straight into hell, and we're taking the handbasket with us. Stock slide, about 17 shares drop for everyone that climbed on the stock 600. Deutsche Bank AG lost 6.8%. Royal Philips NV tumbled 5.2% as HSBC Holdings PLC cut its earnings estimates for the electronic company. Royal Philips, yeah. Lundin Petroleum AB surged as much as 32% in Stockholm, the biggest gain in at least 10 years, after saying its Alvaldsnes prospects may contain contingent resources of 800 million to 1.8 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Continues on, risk off prevails. The New Zealand dollar fell 0.9% against the greenback, on course for a second weekly loss. The nation's sovereign credit rating was cut by one level to a double A by Fitch and to a double A from a double A plus by Standard & Poor's, so on. People, here's the quote, people are still very uncertain about the macroeconomic outlook at this stage, and risk off prevails until greater certainty comes to light in policy response, said Tim Schroeders, who helps manage $1 billion in equities at the Pengana Capital LTD in Melbourne. Quote, expectations are now at a much more realistic level moving forward given the ongoing concerns about sovereign debt bailouts and the lack of self-sustaining growth in major economies. We should say self-reliance and drop this self-sustaining, basically sufficient or just enough to suffice. How many bowls of rice would you like in your monthly basket of... Anyway, then it continues. I could just jump. And I will. Let's jump to the next article. You got the idea on that one. Poll, investor confidence in the usurper plummets. This by Mike Dorning for Bloomberg. Global investor confidence in the usurper has plummeted over the past 4 months, with almost three-quarters of them now viewing his policies as a drag, I'd say so, as a drag on the U.S. business climate. Perceptions of European leaders such as the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy also have turned sharply negative after months of tumult, so I guess it doesn't matter how much you're a bobble-headed doll and how well you jut your chin out as you swivel your head on your pencil-like neck. You're not convincing anybody, usurper. Anyway, the usurper's overall standing with investors has reversed, with 57% now viewing the U.S. president, they might call him that, I don't, unfavorably, compared with 55% who saw him favorably in the last poll in May. Here's the quote, he does not understand the urgency of the debt crisis and its global ripple effect. Poll respondent Scott Troxell, the head of the Scandinavian desk at Tradition Group in Lausanne, Switzerland, in an email, quote, the usurper must, well, he didn't say it, but I do, President Osama been forgotten, and Obama been, well, he's just a usurper, must get in front of the problems. Well, he gets in front of the television camera, all right. But anyway, the usurper must get in front of the problems by taking real risk in achieving a bipartisan solution to long-term debt reduction, credible short-term job stimulus, and tax reform that is more clear and thoughtful than a tax on billionaires. Well, Scott, relax, brother. Have another latte, you know, eat some more chocolate or something. Have some cheese. The usurper doesn't think. He just repeats what's on the teleprompter. Other people do the thinking for him. Investors' opinion of the usurper's domestic political opponents also has turned more negative after a protracted standoff on the U.S. debt limit that took the country to the brink of default and as economic growth has slowed. Congressional Republicans are held in even lower esteem than the usurper, with 68% of investors holding a negative view of the lawmakers versus 51% who said so in the last poll. Things not looking good there either. Now here's another unusual article for Bloomberg. And they flip-flop the terminology here. Frank Bass writing, He says, black-white kids surge in South where mixed unions once banned. Now, I don't know whether the editors changed these around, but the rest of the article will use white hyphen black. He starts it off here, black hyphen white. But this is part of the problem with this multicultural situation that we find ourselves in today. The ranks, here's the article, the ranks of multiracial Americans, that's one way of stating it, grew fastest in the states that most recently had laws on the books outlawing interracial marriage, the U.S. Census Bureau said. Now, I don't know whether or not it's perfectly accurate, but the idea of the marriage license was to grant only those that were approved a license to have interracial marriage. And then all of a sudden, the rest of us got into that trap too. But 9 of the 10 states where the percentage of multiracial white Americans, listen carefully to the language here, climbed the most were in the South, where interracial marriages were banned before a 1967 U.S. Supreme Court decision declared a Virginia prohibition unconstitutional. This is what we're really talking about here, is adultery, all right, in my opinion, having read the Bible once or twice. You know, and there's a commandment not to commit adultery. And you go back and you look in Genesis, Noah was ostensibly perfect in all his generations. All right, adultery. Adultery didn't have anything to do with, you know, doing your next door neighbor's wife or having extramarital sex. You can go up and look at David standing on the wall looking over down at Bathsheba while she takes her bath, and he immediately begins thinking in lust and wants to plan a murder committed to kill her husband so that he'd have a chance at her. All right, that's not adultery. That's allowing your flesh to run away with you and living in lust, all right? Adultery is something entirely different. That's where you take a perfectly good glass of scotch and you put some water out of the tap in it, you know? I can't understand that. People go out and they buy Glenfiddich or Glenlivet, and then they ask you if you want a little water with that. Are you out of your mind? Don't adulterate my scotch. Multiracial Americans who are partially white increased by at least 8% in every state in the nation from 2000 to 2010. This is part of this ongoing, you know, destruction of customs, the tongues, the tribes, the creeds of people make a nation. This is just more of the destruction of our nation. The number of people who describe themselves as white multiracial Americans climbed 112% in South Carolina, 111% in North Carolina, 93% in Georgia, 81% in Mississippi, the Bureau reported. So I guess it's another win for the public education system and controlled media.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So back to this District of Columbia decision in 1958, where there was a judge here that was ruling on a case, all 11 states in the Deep South, blah, blah, blah. It goes on, the case was sparked by a white man and a black woman who married in 1958 in the District of Columbia, then attempted to live in Virginia. Their sentence was suspended by a judge on the condition that Richard and Mildred Loving leave the state for 25 years. The couple moved to Washington, then sued. Here's the quote from the judge. Almighty God created the races, white, black, yellow, Malay, and red, and placed them on separate continents, and but for the interference with his arrangement, there would be no cause for such marriages, the judge wrote. One of the real problems in all this, you know, we can all understand that our passions will oftentimes run away with us. And as a man and a woman find each other and they, do the deed, sometimes their passions run away with them and they're not thinking long term. Are they in their own love for one another or their affection for one another not thinking of the children that come thereafter? You know, a lot of people get involved with alcoholism and drug use and things like that and kick around. They lost their identity. They can't get it back. They resent their parents or they'll leave their parents or they'll hate their parents or whatever. And it can be easily avoided. You know, it's one thing to hit the rack. It's another thing to build a family. And I think that it really does the offspring disservice when the parents don't think this decision through properly. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm, I guess, entitled to it. Fed's twist will fail to boost employment poll. There we go. Joshua Zumbrun writing for Bloomberg. Global investors say the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's bond swap program, known as Operation Twist, will fail to reduce unemployment as the world's largest economy slows. And so you've got to ask yourself, obviously, the Fed Gov and the bankers, the FOMC and all the rest of them, they're not ignorant about all this stuff. You have to ask yourself, was Operation Twist done for the reason it was given, or is it was done for another reason? Sometimes there's a reason, and as George Gordon says, and then there's the cover story. So we were given the cover story, but we don't know what the underlying reason might have been. But they're not fooling the global investors. 78% of the respondents say the Fed's plan to replace $400 billion of short-term debt with longer-term treasuries won't create jobs for the nation's 14 million unemployed. According to the quarterly Bloomberg Global Poll of 1,031 investors, analysts, and traders who are Bloomberg subscribers. Quote, there's probably nothing monetary policy can do except keep the psychology of the market positive. See, it's all based on confidence, darling, confidence. And when people lose their confidence in these marketplaces, they walk away. And that's what's happening. The Fed is actually trying something, however, while the politicians are doing nothing except squabbling. So the House is divided on this particular issue. Investors are evenly divided on whether Operation Twist is a good idea or a bad idea. And Bernanke remains very popular among them, much more so than other American figures such as the usurper and little Timmy Geithner, Mr. Pilgrim, Pilgrim's Pilgrim. Geithner. The central bank, announcing the move last week, said it was designed to, quote, support a stronger economic recovery, and it cited, quote, significant downside risks, close quote, to the outlook. The decision provoked three dissents for the second straight meeting, posing the most opposition within the Federal Open Market Committee in almost 19 years. And then they go on, talk about the record balance sheets and so on and so forth. Jean-Claude Trichet and the others looking at default in the other part of the world, Europe. Well, just a couple of quick headlines off of the Wall Street Journal. Again, they're saying stocks again play defense. Consumers stay in a defensive crouch. Gold off 11% in September, up 8% for the third quarter. Diamond pricing, latest frontier in the industry struggle, and they talk about the Australian diamond industry. So much for the news. When we come back, we'll take a slightly different turn. Your calls are welcome.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as we saw again, the FTSE in Europe was down 106, and in the U.S. markets, the Dow is likewise off 108, as we stated earlier in the broadcast. The NASDAQ currently is off 28 at 2453, the S&P 500 off 12 at 11148, and the gold is off $2 at 1615. Let's go into something else, go back into our study of currency temporarily. And move forward a little bit further on this particular article out of the Encyclopedia Americana under currency. And this 1951 series here. Again, government currency is a former kind, may be called, consists of notes issued by governments in denominations suitable for monetary purposes, payable to the bearer on demand, and usually, though not always, non-interest bearing. They may be convertible or inconvertible, that is, redeemable in coin on demand or not so redeemable. In the latter case, the obligation of the government is to redeem them. This is your notes, your currency. In the latter case, the obligation of the government is to redeem them is unquestioned, since it is usually expressly stated in the form of a promise. In other words, the note itself becomes a promissory note, redeemable in gold or silver on demand. All right? And so there's no question about that. But, let's see. In the form of a promise, but the time of redemption is left for future determination. And they leave it like that intentionally. And the whole idea all along, you know, they give you, you put your gold and your silver in the goldsmith's or the money trader or the money lender's vaults or the, you know, the jeweler's vaults. And then you decide, hey, these little notes, these pieces of paper are handy. It's handier than having to carry around the gold. And, you know, if somebody steals the note, well, we can deal with that, but you still have your gold, right? Anyway, so it's been a long time a coming. The form of the two kinds of notes may be identical, in which case the only difference between them is that in the one case, the government actually redeems its promise to pay on demand, and in the other, it does not. And I think that's where we're at, all right? The government just flat out doesn't do it. You know, you take your Federal Reserve notes in, you read the Constitution, you got this brilliant idea that you're going to take your Federal Reserve notes in and get gold and silver, and you're told you can't. Right? Convertible government notes, jumping forward here, may be merely representatives of coin. Representatives of coin. I'll say it again, convertible government notes may be merely representatives of coin, as is the case of the silver and gold certificates of the United States, in which corresponding amounts of coin are kept in the vaults of the Treasury, he said, reading in basic English. For example, on June the 30th of 1931, the United States Treasury was holding in trust $1,701,514,389, and that's a specified amount, in gold, coin, and bullion against an equal amount of gold certificates, and $494,588,776 in silver dollars against $493,349,026 in silver certificates. You see how that can work for you? This is not an illusion. This is not a guesstimate. On June the 30th of 1931, this is, you know, balance sheets, income statements. This is an account, accounting. They could tell you right down to the dollar. You got so many ounces of gold here. You got so many certificates in circulation, and they balance. Whether they did or not is immaterial. They're just simply telling you that one for one, it's right there. It's not a guesstimate. It's not just debt. It's not just trillions and trillions more loaned into circulation, and God only knows where the $2.3 trillion went from the Pentagon. You know what I mean? We just don't know. I'm sorry. How much gold was in the bottom of the World Trade Centers? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, how much gold is in Fort Knox? Oh, I don't know. We haven't been in there in a while. Yeah. And this is this confidence that's absolutely essential to keep the economy stable. And you take away all of that certainty and you live in the land of uncertainty. You live in the land of unhonest or dishonest weights and measures. And it's mayhem. And it is like that today. And it invites corruption. Bank currency may be in the form of notes or of what is called deposit currency. Of course, we find all this stuff out, you know. Reading these encyclopedia articles, you don't have to necessarily go to Eustace Mullins or G. Edward Griffin or all the other, you know, Emory Sheldon, Pastor Emory Sheldon, you know, Billions for Bankers, Death for the People. You don't necessarily need to go there unless, of course, you don't have access to these old secondary sources of information known as encyclopedias.
but it's all pretty well laid out here if you just follow all the articles. Banknotes are promises of banks to pay to the bearer on demand, demand notes, issued in denominations suitable for use as hand-to-hand money. Hand-to-hand money, not combat, but money. They're usually convertible, but sometimes inconvertible, in which case, in essentials, they resemble inconvertible government notes. Since the circulation of banknotes depends primarily upon the credit of the bank which issues them, many devices have been employed to secure their safety. And again, you know, Tenth Amendment, you know, state banking. Well, it was this Tenth Amendment state banking thing that got us towards the central bank in the first place. Because you have no idea of knowing whether the Poughkeepsie Bank has anything to back up their notes or not. And so you've got to get together these clearinghouses, and you go around one table to the next table, and you try and convert all of their notes, and then you discover that they're bankrupt and their representative isn't there this month, you know. And you are winding up holding all of these pieces of paper, and they're not backed by anything. Among these, the most noteworthy are the assets. Special security and safety fund devices, and we look at the accounting system, and you've got this curious, you know, equation where over on the left you've got your assets, and over on the right you've got your liabilities and the proprietorship, that which is held by the owners. In a joint stock banking situation, if I understand it rightly, the joint stock banks, they have five, six guys, they get together and they pool their money, and then they push all their money over to the asset side, and they're sitting over there on the liability side because they gave the corporation that they created that money, they still owed it. And then their other liabilities, these are all of the stuff that the deposits that people make, but they got to have assets in there. And if they don't have assets in there, there's no security. But again, among these, the most noteworthy are the assets. Special security and safety fund devices. And so all the banks are required to maintain a certain amount of reserves. But today the reserves in the banks are just the same funny money, debt notes, digits in a computer. Not very confidence-building reserves. According to the asset system, system note holders are given a first lien upon all the assets of the bank, and the quantity issued is usually limited to a percentage of the assets. According to the special security system, the bank of issue is required to purchase certain specified securities, such as government bonds, real estate mortgages, or commercial paper, and to mortgage them to the note holders as security. So as the whole system starts to unravel, we start to see why. Because they're up to their eyeballs with government bonds, real estate mortgages with broken chains of title, and commercial paper, when everybody in China is known to be a liar when it comes to all things business. They thrive on it. It's part of their game.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So this one little subsection of this rather lengthy article on currency is titled Bank Currency, and we're just going to keep going back over parts of it over again. All right. Again, since the circulation of banknotes depends primarily upon the credit of the bank which issues them, many devices have been employed to secure their safety. Right. And then again, among these, the most noteworthy are the assets, special security and safety fund devices. We hear about the reserve ratios, not only the U.S. banks, but also the banks in Europe under fire and question. They're changing them, those rates. The Basel II agreement, etc., comes into mind. According to the asset system, note holders are given, again, a forced lien upon all the assets of the bank, and the quantity issued is usually limited to a percentage of the asset. According to the special security system, you know, you got the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and all that as well. According to the special security system, the bank of issue is required to purchase certain specified securities, such as government bonds, real estate mortgages, or commercial paper, and to mortgage them to the note holders as security. Securitization of your mortgages. Again, all of the news that we've heard in this financial meltdown, you can come back to these encyclopedias and you can find the kernels of all of these ideas laid out long, long ago. According to the safety fund system, a special fund of cash or securities or both, and remember at the time of this writing, cash was cash. Cash was king. Cash was silver, not pot metal. Clad coins and Federal Reserve legal tender, full faith and credit of the what? You got faith in that? Well, you got more faith than I do. According to the safety fund system, again, a special fund of cash or securities or both contributed pro rata by all the issuing banks in the system is set aside. These are these reserves that come from the asset side of the banks back to the Federal Reserve Central Bank, and they're set aside for these banks as part of their mandatory reserves, the reserve requirements, usually under government control and supervision. That's Fed Reserve. Of course, we know it's not government. Out of which the notes of any failed bank may be paid. They're not telling you how many banks are failing each week anymore, are they? Used to be big news. 7 failed today, 12 failed yesterday, 112 banks have failed so far. And then it went flatline and silent. Two or more of these systems may be combined. Well, we'll continue with currency on Monday. I'm going to jump over here. I got an email back, finally, from John McManus's secretary. I invited him to come on the air with us back long ago. It must have been over a year ago. I traveled with some of my friends up to Joplin, to the university up there, before the tornado, long before that, and listened to John McManus. You know, he's the president of the John Birch Society. Give a presentation, and his presentation was Dollars and Cents, Solutions to the Economic Meltdown, and I got a little handbook from them at that seminar. And so he just, it's a very good little booklet, but it doesn't really tell us anything new, but it does present it the way that he wants us to understand it. So let's just run through it quickly. Let's examine this clause in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, authorized Congress to perform three actions. One, to establish a mint to stamp the people's precious metals into coinage of a fixed size. A lot of people at the time were miners. They were out there and they were mining it up. They were bringing in the gold. They were bringing in the sheaves. They were bringing in the silver. And it established a mint, the Constitution did, to stamp the people's precious metal into coinage of a fixed size, weight, and purity. The people even paid the mint a fee for this service if they were in a hurry. Two, to determine and publish the value of the various foreign coinage then circulating in the infant nation. So if you wanted to know what the current value of was 1/8 of a piece of eight, you could get that information. Create a standard of weights and measures. Isn't that funny? Honest weights and measures. To create a standard of weights and measures so that everyone would be better able to carry out normal transactions. I guess at the time of the founding, we had normal transactions, and we actually had uniform weights and measures. And that's all the Constitution provides. The men who created the Constitution feared paper money as much as they feared anything. They'd experienced the effects of inflation before and during the War for Independence, when fiat bills issued by the Continental Congress flooded the nation. Those bills soon became known to be worthless, giving rise to an expression long employed in our country, but long since forgotten, that something of no value was not worth a continental. Once the Constitution had been adopted, it was sent to the states for ratification, explaining the document in the Federalist Papers, Essay Number 41. James Madison discussed the pestilent effects of paper money. He added, "The extension of the prohibition to bills of credit must give pleasure to every citizen." The extension of the prohibition to bills of credit. Now, this is lex mercatoria, the law merchant. Coming on a Senatus here. And the law merchant was abhorred and reviled in England at the time of the common law there. William Blackstone makes mention of it. So does Sir Edward Coke in his writings, for those of you that study that sort of stuff. The jurisprudes out there know who Blackstone and Coke are. Other founders were equally emphatic. During the deliberations that produced the Constitution in 1787, Connecticut's Oliver Ellsworth wanted to, quote, shut and bar the door against paper money, close quote. Pennsylvania's James Wilson spoke of the need to, quote, remove the possibility of paper money, close quote. South Carolina's Pierce Butler insisted on, quote, disarming the government of such power, close quote. And New Hampshire's John Langdon said he would rather, quote, reject the whole Constitution, close quote, than allow the federal government the power to issue paper money. Further along the Constitution's Article 1, Section 10, restricted the states regarding money. It reads, quote, no state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of all debts, and the terms bills of credit used by the founders meant what we call unbacked paper currency today. And so when they closed that off, when they took back the gold, when they took away our silver, they denied all of us in the states, and we are this nation, by the way, not FedGov. They denied us the opportunity to engage in commerce. They took away the only thing that we had, the only lawful form of payment. And ever since then, we haven't been able to pay for anything. All we do, it seems, is to discharge debt from one to another. It's a rolling Ponzi scheme of epic proportion. The Federal Reserve emerges. Unfortunately, banks, not the government, began issuing paper currency almost as soon as the nation began. It's ages old, the process. and banks and banksters being what banks and banksters are, it's a good practice to them. Prior to 1862, paper currency was being issued by various banks, most of whom backed up their fiduciary money with precious metal in their vaults. Notice the use of the word most of whom. And many transactions throughout the nation were accomplished using coins. But some banks resorted to issuing currency that couldn't be redeemed for precious metal. And some people were defrauded. However, during that time, even while experiencing occasional economic fluctuations caused by money manipulation and dishonesty, the nation still flourished. Well, yes, we were a continent, not a province. We were republics, not democracies. The reason for America's growing prosperity belonged, in the large part, to the overall existence of honest money, not to mention an abundance of resources.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So pressing forward just a little bit more with this series from John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, and his pamphlet here, Dollars and Cents. It's a booklet, actually. Anyway, it's got a number of pages in it. But just continuing, pressing forward. After the Constitution was ratified, paper currency was issued by the federal government of the United States during the War of 1812. led to various damaging flirtations with paper money, such as during the war between the states, or the war of northern aggression, in my opinion, Lincoln's total war, beginning with the creation of greenbacks in 1862, but the greenbacks were declared unconstitutional before the end of that decade by the Supreme Court. However, banks continued to dabble in paper currency, and the temptation to defraud became too great. As evidenced by the panics in 1873 and 1907, a cry now arose for the federal government to manage the money, and eventually Congress responded by creating the Federal Reserve. We don't mention the creature of Jekyll Island here, do we? Anyway, that's McManus. It was obvious that the people had lost awareness of two very important facts. One, excuse me, honest money has to be a commodity valued by all. Honest money has to be a commodity valued by all. Two, there's never been honesty by governments in the management of money in all of history. I stated yesterday, and I'll continue to repeat, gangsters are not necessarily the real problem. Believe it, if you like, based on my research. And I share it with you every day right here. Bankers without governments and bankers without businesses are like, you know, a pimp with no hope. Got nothing to do, ain't no business here. When you're in the business of fraud, you need people to swindle. And if you don't have any Johns, you're out. You're just fresh out of luck. You can't use the miracle of fractional reserve banking unless there's depositors, people willing to put their money in. You can't do anything at all if there are no governments that are going into debt constantly and can easily be enticed into wars. Governments are organized for war. Their whole purpose is war. When they get tired of waging war on their next-door neighbors, they turn and they wage war on the people themselves. And that's the way that goes. But the Federal Reserve Act was rushed through Congress just prior to Christmas on December the 22nd of 1913, when a sizable number of members had departed to the Capitol to return home for the Christmas holidays. Anyway, and he continues. So it's just a little bit to see that no matter whether you go back into the 1950s and pick this material up out of the encyclopedias, or if you go into the law and do that, or whether you go to the Library of Congress and do your research there, as Eustace Mullins and G. Edward Griffin and others have done, whether you go up and look at the Council on Foreign Relations Library and access their material, wherever you get the material, you keep coming back to the same thing. We got the wrong system running, and it's going to need to be changed. But you're not going to get much of a change going anywhere until you change Congress. It's Congress and Senator Aldrich that got us the Federal Reserve. And until, unless and until there's political will in Congress to make these changes, I'm going to be no change. Going to be no change. And we have no access to, really, Congress. And 81 of them went over to Israel there recently on all-expense-paid holidays, and now they're all on holiday to observe Rosh Hashanah as they begin the Jewish New Year. And coincidentally, we begin the fiscal year for the country on the same time. But let's go back and take a look at this idea, this specious nonsense about the established two-party political system, James Madison, number 10 out of the Federalist Papers. He starts on this wise: among the numerous advantages promised by a well-constructed union, none deserves to be more accurately developed than its tendency to break and control the violence of factions. In George Washington's farewell address, many say was written by Alexander Hamilton, they warned us there also about parties and factions, and allowing parties and factions to creep into our midst. William Blackstone gave similar warning, as did Coke and others in England. This idea, the tendency to break and control the violence of faction, the friend of popular governments never finds himself so much alarmed for their character and fate as when he contemplates the propensity to this dangerous vice. He will not fail, therefore, to set a due value on any plan which, without violating the principles to which he is attached, provides a proper cure for it. The instability, injustice, and confusion introduced into the public councils have, in truth, been the mortal diseases under which popular governments have everywhere perished. as they continue to be the favorite and fruitful topics from which the adversaries to liberty derive their most specious declamations. Okay? And so when I talk about being wise as, be wise physicians here, and to be able to correctly diagnose, analyze, and isolate the disease, we need to understand that this spirit of division that so certainly besets the people today, divided on every issue, from racial issues, marriage issues, sexual issues, ideological issues, religious issues, this spirit of division, which is sown continuously and re-sown and sown again and then spring seeded itself, keeps us perpetually divided. And as a result, as we the people are continuously divided, many, looking at the news, run after all the symptoms. They get so excited about the symptoms that they focus all of their attention on the symptoms, and as I like to say, raising it up to the level of a social science, they become symptomologists. They created symptomology. Alternately, there are those that are obsessed with victims. Everyone wringing their handkerchiefs about the children. It's all about the children. Obsessed as they are with victims, they focus entirely upon the victims, raising it up to the level of a social science, which I've coined as victimology. So on the one hand, we have symptomology. On the other, we have victimology. And so we run away reacting, rather than acting, we run away reacting to the symptoms and the victims, rather than clearly, objectively, decidedly, determinatively, however you want to look at it, eradicating the disease, the established two-party political system. We have no representation in that house. A house divided will surely fall. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. The valuable improvements made by the American Constitution on the popular models, both ancient and modern, cannot certainly be too much admired, but it would be unwarranted, partially, to contend that they have as effectually obviated the danger on this side as was wished and expected. Complaints are everywhere heard from our most considerate and virtuous citizens, equally the friends of public and private faith, and of public and personal liberty, that our governments are too unstable, that the public good is disregarded in the conflicts of rival parties, and that measures are too often decided not according to the rules of justice and the rights of the minor party, but by the superior force of an interested and overbearing majority. Getting a little bit of an understanding why Thomas Paine, when he was contemplating whether this could be a republic or a democracy, said ours was not a provincial government. You know, Athens and Rome, those people, they could come together and they could meet, the wealthy people could come together and meet on a nice day, which was every day in Greece, I guess, walking around in these diaphanous robes as they were, short shirts. They could come together and they could vote, they could hold their sessions on a regular basis. In a situation like that, when you're dealing with a city-state, you know, you might be able to get away with a democracy, but it's not really a democracy. In that case, it's a deliberative assembly. Go in and study once again Robert's Rules of Order and understand how wise Henry M. Robert was when he put that system together. It's a delightful way of doing business, conducting a deliberative assembly and coming to agreements in a fair way. Using rules of law, by the way. Again, a little bit further here now. However anxiously we may wish that, let me finish this thing. We don't have a provincial government. Ours, Thomas Paine said, is continental. They already knew how big this country was going to be. You weren't going to be able to get away with the city-state democracy in this country. In fact, I'll just jump ahead here a little bit because I know it's in the 10. Let me see. I'll turn ahead. Here we go. From this point of view, I just jumped ahead over a lot of good stuff. From this view of the subject, it may be concluded, Madison writes, that a pure democracy, by which I mean a society consisting of a small number of citizens. I see they understood what a democracy was and how it would work. But again, from this view of the subject, it may be concluded that a pure democracy, by which I mean a society consisting of a small number of citizens who assemble and administer the government in person, can admit of no cure for the mischiefs of faction, parties and factions.
And, of course, we have 525 men and women, U.S. House and Senate, who, as a society, are a small number of citizens who assemble and administer the government in person, but they can admit of no cure for the mischief of faction, and faction is everywhere in Washington.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terror...
And so here's the famous quote, Madison, James Madison, famous quote regarding democracies. It's out of Madison's tent in the Federalist Papers. He says, hence it is that such democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they've been violent in their deaths. Theoretic politicians who have patronized this species of government have erroneously supposed that by reducing mankind to a perfect equality in their political rights, that they would at the same time be perfectly equalized and assimilated in their possessions, their opinions, and their passions. A republic, by which I mean, this is Madison now, a government in which the scheme of representation takes place, opens a very different prospect and promises the cure for which we are seeking.
even though I do rattle on a bit, I'm talking about a lot of this stuff, it's just not coming out of my head, right? Being wise physicians, a cure that we desperately need, and that we can't afford to continue to make mistakes, mistakes that we've done over and over and over again, mistakes that have come out of a lack of understanding. And I'm pleased that we have so many people who are up on the internet and digging through the documents and hitting the libraries and going to the books and coming out and doing radio broadcasts and bringing this kind of information out so that we can understand all of those pitfalls and man traps that have brought us to where we are today. Because we need to eradicate this disease, because this disease that is metastasized within the body politic globally means us no good. In fact, it means us great harm. These people are out so far gone. You know, we talk about this idea, this notion. You know, it's not color, tongue, tribe, creed, tradition, ethnic origins, any of that stuff. It's power. It's that brass ring of power. And when a man gets it in his heart to reach for that brass ring of power, almost immediately will sense that somebody else's hand is helping him on his wrist and somebody else in a lion grip has got him by the elbow and the Masons are helping him reach up to that brass ring of power. My God, when he puts your hand on that brass ring of power in your life, don't be surprised if you're never able to let it go again. You get hustled off to some hotel at a convention and some hooker will be introduced to you and you get compromised in photographs and whatnot that will destroy your life, or you'll, you know, have homosexual relations or something like that, and they'll get it all on tape. And I don't know what happened to those 81 congressmen that went to Israel, but I wouldn't be surprised if half of them come back compromised forever, soiled, ruined forever. But you put your hand up and grab onto that brass ring of power, and it's over, baby. You remember the temptation of the Christ in the Bible story. Take him up on this high place. I'll show you all of the nations on the planet. I'll give them all to you. You just bow down and worship me, mammon. Sure. Sounds good, doesn't it? Choices. You know, we have free choice. We have free will, ostensibly. We have the power to choose. But choices have consequences. And so at this time, we absolutely desperately need to choose well. We need to choose wisely. Carefully do our homework, research the past, and we find ourselves in the present with all of that momentum behind us, like a diver on a diving board, and you run out to the end of the diving board. This is all the research that you've ever done. You know, you're in perfect physical condition, your mental condition, you're trained. You're up there going to do a dive, and this one's for the money. And you run out to the end of the diving board, and you come up, you know, down, and you put all of your weight and your muscles and your quads flex up and everybody's going for it and you're ready to go, and you press down on that springboard, and when you come off that board and your toes have just left that board, you're falling forward into the future, either success or failure, depending upon all of your preconditioning. And that's where we are. We live that way. We live continuously in the present, right there, falling forward into the future. We try and plan our futures. I think we all know where we want to go. We want to go into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. We need to be fit as a fiddle. We certainly need to be on the diving board, not standing around down below with signs. You're going to have to be up on the board, taking the action steps necessary. But once your feet come off that board and you're falling forward into the future, you don't want to start making mistakes. Especially, you don't want to repeat the mistakes that have lost titles and gold medals and all those other things and awards and acclaim. You don't want to miss that point. When we're talking about banking, go a little bit further here on modern banking from England. Then we'll go in next week into continental Europe, then in the United States, and then into even more modern banking, according to the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, published in 1930. Prior to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So it gives us a window of opportunity, the understanding of the pre-gold confiscation time period. But with the development of branch banking, that's so important, branch banking, the bill of exchange, key phrase, in internal trade, it's among nations and between nations, was almost entirely superseded by loans and advances as the practice of remittance by check grew. and always have checks. They didn't always have checking accounts. But as the practice of remittance, we hear about remittances. You know, the illegals come up here from Mexico and other places, and then they send home checks by Wells Fargo wire transfers to banks in their home countries, and both sides, the banks take fees out of both sides. The paycheck that gets home is much less than the one that was sent. And then the people in the communities that financed and funded and sponsored their little illegal alien to go through the process of becoming a wetback, sneaking into this country, those little towns and those families, they prosper off of the money that's sent back. So it's kind of a form of economic development. And for Mexico, it ranks about as high up on the list of their gross domestic product as anything is remittances, the tremendous cash flow that goes from north to south and across to Asia and other places as well. But with the development of branch banking, the bill of exchange and internal trade was almost entirely superseded by loans and advances as the practice of remittances by check grew. The occasion for the creation of domestic bills disappeared. A bank will lend a customer a specified sum for a specified period, or sometimes will grant him an overdraft, which is the right to overdraw his account as much as he needs from day to day within an agreed maximum limit. Now, the author here had no idea about Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, Diners Club, and the rest of it. But that's what you have. You have an overdraw account when you have a credit card. You can overdraw your account up to an agreed maximum limit in a contract. In the case of the loan, interest will be charged for the whole amount lent until its maturity, although a portion may be repaid before maturity by agreement. In this case of the overdraft, interest will be paid only on the amount actually outstanding from time to time. Loans and overdrafts are sometimes protected by real estate or stock exchange security collateral. The Chinese and other people, private corporations, buy up our debt. They want some collateral, baby. They want Yosemite National Park, you know. They want the mountain with the president's heads carved into them, and they get it, right? They want your water. They want the Mississippi River Valley and all of the watershed that goes with it. They want our Rocky Mountain coal and gold and silver and rare earth minerals, etc., as collateral. With this disappearance of domestic bills of exchange, the London market is almost entirely confined to bills drawn for financing international trade. These are not limited to the bills arising out of the trade of English merchants as importers or exporters. A large part of the paper is created in transactions between merchants of two foreign countries, which are financed through the intermediation of the London market. And we can see as this advanced and as it advanced, you know, the East India Company, etc., the merchants in both countries, even if they were colonies, could still belong to the same main company or the holding company that underlies them both. And this is generally done by sellers drawing a bill on a London banking house, which accepts it because a credit has been arranged with it by the bank of the importing buyer. The international position of the London market is due to several causes: geographical position, maritime power, freedom from invasion, numerous colonies, extensive foreign trade, all helped. And after 1819, a stable currency and a free gold market were factors along with a highly organized banking system and discounting market. Banks have been growing for a long time. We need to understand them before we'll be able to replace them. Back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.